Hello from the Equality Lounge at CES. It's January 2020 and we're on location in sunny Las Vegas with our incredible partner Spotify, capturing the stories of female entrepreneurs, executives, inventors, and changemakers. I'm your host for this series, Nell Daly. I'm the Chief Content Officer of the Female Quotient. Before we begin introducing you to some amazing, and I mean amazing women who stopped by the Spotify studio, let me just set the stage. Each year, the Female Quotient holds unplugged conversations from our signature Equality Lounge at CES. The Equality Lounge is open to anyone and everyone to hear thought leaders, to build relationships, to connect with others in a beautiful space, all with the intention of advancing equality. For this year's show, we worked with Spotify to build a studio inside of our lounge. And Spotify, as many of you know, is an incredible platform that amplifies voices. So the Female Quotient was built on the premise that if we amplify women, their voices, their stories, their expertise, we advance equality for all. For this series, we asked the women of CES about their voices, how they found their voice, how they use their voice, if they feel like their industry has made room for their voice, and what their unique voice stands for. First up, I interviewed Rakia Reynolds. She is the founder and CEO of Sky Blue Media. Can you please introduce yourself to us?
My name is Rakia Reynolds. I'm the founder and CEO of Sky Blue Media. We're a multimedia communications agency. We like to work with people, products, and places on their business branding and bragging.
And when did you start this business?
I started the business 10 years ago, so we're in our celebratory 10th year of business.
How's the journey been?
You know, it's been an up and down journey. With anything, there are ebbs and flows, and I felt like the first 3 years of business were my darkest moments. I never started a business to really have a business. It was more of an in-between after being laid off as a television producer and needing some more stability, moving on from the television industry. And I started this little agency to take some time to do some things and really take destiny into my own hands. And year after year, we were building and adding people. And before I'd known it, It was a business, and we started working with big clients, and it was like, oh, this isn't just a side hustle. This isn't something I just started to pass the time by or to make something out of nothing. It was a business, and I was employing people, and I was getting office space and meeting with clients and taking flights to meet with clients.
Taking risk.
I mean, the definition of an entrepreneur is essentially a risk taker. It's someone that assumes financial risk, and that was probably my darkest moment when I had to take all of the financial risks in the very beginning of business.
If you could look back now, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago?
What I would tell myself 10 years ago would probably be to take it easy, don't stress out a lot, write down all of your ideas, operate off of a hunch. I was very skeptical in the beginning of using my instincts and my intuition because I thought it was, let's operate on a hunch. And you're always, people tell you, use the data. And I probably took more calculated risks than I should have, and I should have taken more risks in the very beginning. As a child, I was taught at a very early age, when in doubt, don't. So be very careful about the things that you do. And I think what I've done now as I've gotten older and become more of an experienced business owner is when in doubt, do. Because we see successful businesses who are all about experimentation. You know, the Silicon Valley way, you throw it against the wall and you see what sticks. And I wish I had known that a bit earlier to take those risks and throw things against the wall and see what sticks. Or to see what stuck. And essentially, I did do some of that. I wish I would have done more. But I think in terms of the intuition and using your gut, I think it has to be maybe a 50-50 thing. Because I don't think that we can do everything based off of gut. Because we are taking risks. And, in my industry, I'm responsible for so many people working for, big corporations or working with major celebrities. I am essentially responsible, so I can't operate off of a gut. But what I can do is use data and my intuition of things, from things and paths that I've done and experience that I have to make those calculated decisions.
Right, the experience is critical.
critical that you've had experience. Can I ask you, did it, tell me about the trajectory of your voice. Did you feel as a child that you had a strong voice, or did your voice develop over time? Are you still trying to find your voice? Tell me about how you feel about your voice and whatever that means to you.
As a child, I was also brought up in a household where it was speak when spoken to. You know, you were not supposed to talk out loud or just, you know, have a sudden outburst, or you were deemed, you know, a problematic child. I remember being in the sixth grade and the teacher telling my parents that Rakia always has outbursts. And I was a creative child, so when I thought of something, I needed to say it right away. And when you have that suppressed, you're taught to, you know, wait until your turn and wait until the right time. And so what happens is you are an adult who is still waiting for the right time, the right moment, the right opportunity. And as an entrepreneur, I've done the opposite. Now I've done the opposite, where I am using my voice. I am speaking out loud. I am interrupting people in meetings appropriately, not in a rude way. But when you have something to say, or you're creative, or you want to stand for something, or there's something that's bothering you, or you're discerning that there should be a different way, now more than ever, we should be using our voices. We should be interrupting. We should be rattling and making these moves in a way where we're not waiting for our turn, or we're not waiting for the perfect moment.
Was this a process for you, or was there a certain moment in time where you just felt the shift and you said, that's it, I'm not going to silence myself anymore. If I have something to say appropriately, I'm going to say it.
I think it you know, I have to be honest, I think it's something that has happened over time.
You've cultivated over time.
And,
and it's confidence. It's confidence. Something has to do with confidence.
And confidence is built off of tackling tasks, right? So I've always felt like when I've tackled a task, that's where I've built the confidence. And I've tackled many tasks. And I tell myself all the time, you've tackled many tasks. You have the expertise. You have the wherewithal. You have the bandwidth in order to stand up, be loud, be proud, and not wait your turn for anything.
Mm-hmm. So I love how you're leading into the next question, which is, can you finish this sentence for me? I stand for
other voices. I am a storyteller. So for me, it's about telling stories for people that aren't able to tell those stories, whether it's a client who is a civil rights attorney fighting for the rights for the deaf community, or it's a major celebrity who wants to tell certain stories but needs to operate in a different medium, or it's a nonprofit or a city that is trying to get a large business to come to their city, but they don't know the right story to tell. So I stand for voices that need a different medium. I stand for voices that need a larger voice. I stand for voices that need to be amplified.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming into the Spotify podcast studio today at CES.
Well, thank you so much.
Fantastic having you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by The Female Quotient and powered by Spotify. For more information on our mission, please visit thefemalequotient.com or follow us on social at Female Quotient, that is FemaleQuotient on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And we also wanted to mention that we're hosting the series on Anchor. So cool. Anchor is an amazing free podcast distribution platform. Stay tuned for more equality hacks from the Equality Lounge at CES.